And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Shofar Sound, the End Time Shofar. Today's podcast will be dealing with, is Dojo Cat now a satanic witch? We'll put in the description section our blog post that we did covering this. It will give several different illustrations and the symbolism, something that you can visually see what we're going to talk about. Also, too, within the description section, we are now affiliated with Logos Bible Software. So those of you that are listeners of our program, please take full advantage of your spiritual education to become biblically literate. Utilize the link. There's several different resources that you can get through Logos Bible Software that will help grow you spiritually in your maturity, and hopefully that'll be a blessing unto you. But again, we want to get back to Dojo Cat. Now, about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, Dojo Cat initially came out with a very controversial music video, Paint the Town Red, where she's dancing with the Grim Reaper. She has these satanic like horns on her head and some other things and all. Well, she took it to another level of the satanic demonic imagery and all with her music video, Demon, full of esoteric symbolism, satanic symbolism within it. Really want to cover that because she is definitely being, I want to use the phrase, satanically, demonically anointed to do the devil's bidding in these last and evil days, especially in the entertainment industry. She's really opened herself up to being a vessel. This video has gotten millions and millions of views, the music video Demon, also along with the Paint the Town Red. So she's hot right now. The different charts, the record charts, and she is a best-selling best-selling rapper right now. So we want to explore that because again, people make these deals with the devil and he rises them to prominence to do his bidding and to be his evangelists to corrupt people and lead people astray. So when we look at one of the main central themes throughout the music video of Dojo Cat's video, Demon, it heavily promotes, number one, satanic, demonic imagery, occult symbolism, occult rituals throughout the entire video. You see demonic powers are really inspiring Dojo Cat to create her music and lyrics and videos. So we want to further examine within context of this podcast what actually she's illustrating within this video and what she's actually pushing. She's pushing a satanic agenda, which ultimately is preparing people for the beast system. Once the rise of the son of perdition, the Antichrist, the beast arise and implements the beast system. That will encompass the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell unless you take the mark. But the spirit of Antichrist will fill so many people, be so satanically inspired to do evil and to turn away from God and be given over to a reprobate mind, to be given over to deception and be fully energized by satanic powers in the very last days. So in a Dojo Cat music video, Demon, Dojo Cat sits inside a bathtub. Bathtub's filled with lots of esoteric symbolism. The water is black in the color water. And in the Satanism, black symbolizes darkness, night, evil, the devil, and sorrow. Her sitting in the water is symbolic of Satanism. The water in her tub means that Satan does have a watery aspect especially insofar as Satan is a god of magic or symbolism. So we already stated that is Dojo Cat a satanic witch. So it's just not symbolism within the video, but like the imagery and just the other stuff. It's witchcraft and other things that are incorporated within the video. The things that you need most to do magic, such as intuition, primal emotion, access to your subconscious mind, are all associated with the element of water. So water is associated with satanic magic, with intuition, primal emotions, and access to the subconscious mind, all associated with the water. Since therefore the viewer of this video is viewing a satanic magic ritual Dojo Cat is conducting while under the guise of entertainment, Dojo Cat is opening herself up to use magic. So it's not just entertainment purposes being used when this music video was shot, even Paint the Town Red. People, these are actual magic rituals, black magic rituals that are taking place. It's not fun and games. It's just entertainment. Oh, it's just for fun. Oh, it's just for entertainment purpose. No, Satan's not dumb. And he's using his devices to corrupt people and to lead people astray. Another esoteric symbolism why Dojo Cat is inside the bathtub is when the video zeroes in on the back of her head, and she has the all-seeing eye on the back of her head and a tattoo of a skeleton bat. So when you look at the music video, she's sitting towards the back. She has the all-seeing eye on the back of her head, and she has a tattoo of a bat on her back. Also too, I believe in Leviticus chapter 11, when it's talking about unclean animals, a bat is considered in the book of Leviticus a unclean animal. And when we look at book of Revelation and some other things, it incorporates the Torah, Leviticus, when it talks about the unclean frogs proceeding out of the mouth of Satan, the false prophet, and the first beast, which is the Antichrist, are unclean spirits. This is symbolic of what she's talking about. So the bat is the bat is an unclean spirit. So we see her having the all-seeing eye, the bat tattoo. Let's take a deeper look at what type of rituals and what type of things, esoteric symbolism, that is symbolic of this. Because it's deeper meanings when you begin to break this video down and you look at the different imagery and all that's presented. Now, it says the all-seeing eye is one of the ritual magic's most potent occult symbols. A former witch and Mason comments, to open the eye a little bit is to experience psychic power. To open the eye completely is to have your brain flooded with Lucifer's pure consciousness. This is why one of the Masonic symbols is the all-seeing symbol, or the all-seeing eye symbol of illumination. So illumination, the Illuminati, the enlightened ones. Lucifer is the light bearer. He's the illuminated one. Comes to illuminate those people who seek hidden knowledge, esoteric or occult knowledge, become illuminated through Lucifer or through Satan. One other Masonic book states the following about the all-seeing eye. These considerations lead us to an interesting topic. The eye of the mind, or the eye of Horus, is a subject elaborated, and the chapter on whores, conveying the idea of the all-seeing eye, the end is set before the Egyptian neophyte, was the illumination to be brought to light, and the religion of Egypt was the religion of light. In essence, when we're looking at the video demon, when the demon hand comes up out of the water and touches the back of Dodo Cat's head with the all-seeing eye on the back of her head, she's infused with demonic power, illumination, and Luciferian consciousness flows into her eyes. And you see the change, the colors of her eyes being demonically possessed and transforming into a demon. Now, when we take a look at the skeleton bat tattoo on the back of her back, has occult symbolism and significance also too. The general tattoos connected with paganism. And when you begin to take a deeper look, tattoos are not just connected to paganism, but the magical arts. So let's go ahead and review some of the things that tattoo artists have written about the connection of tattoos. And then let's look at the symbolism of bats. Within witchcraft in the Middle Ages, it was widely believed that all witches were assisted by demons whose assumed forms of animals are familiars. One of the animal shapes commonly used by these demons or familiars are that they often called was the bat. The bat and their blood were often used or also used in casting spells. And also too, when we look at Dante's poem Inferno, bats are described symbolic of the devil, or the devil's wings are symbolic of a bat. So it's associated with that. In ancient Europe, the bat was related to the dragon symbolism because it was winged and lived in a cave. The bat was also a symbol of death and the underworld. So we stop right there. So the bat is also a symbol within the occult. It's a symbol also too of the dragon. So even when we look at the book of Revelation, we see the source and power that's given to the first beast, which is the son of perdition, the Antichrist. It's empowered by the dragon. So when we look at the spiritual dynamic of the bat and the tattoo that Dodo Cat has, we must also look at the magical element of the purpose of her tattoo. Tattooing was a method used by pagans such as sorcerers and pagan priests. Tattooists in paganism are much like shamans or occult priests. They are a point of contact in the spirit world. In Michel Dilio's book, The Exotic Art of Skin Decoration, she makes the following eye-opening statements that connect tattooing to the occult spiritual worldview. Tattooing is about personalizing the body, making it a true home and a fit temple for the spirit that dwells inside it. Tattooing, therefore, is a way of keeping my body, spiritual, and material needs in balance. She also goes on and states this in her book. She says, when the designs are chosen with care, tattoos have a power and magic all their own that decorated the body, but also enhance the soul. Tattooing is often a magical rite in more traditional cultures, and tattooist is respected as a priest or a shaman. So here we see within Michel Dilio's book, she makes those are very much eye-opening statements and all. I'm saying that all people that get tattoos are doing it for spiritual purposes. They have demonic spirits inhabiting them. Absolutely not, but the true essence background, she gives it to you that is based on shamanism and the occult and magical practices. Besides looking at Dilio's statements connecting tattoos to the magical arts, famous witch and author Laura Cabot wrote this about tattoos. She said the origins of tattooing came from the ancient magical practices. To sum it up, the overall symbolism of Dodo Cat's music video She's a satanic witch conducting satanic magic rituals, and millions of people have viewed this in her video Demon. So millions and millions upon millions of people have viewed this. And then even when the video was initially released, some people that have some belief in God, have some form of Christianity, was like, man, you, Dojo Cat, you actually forced me to like start reading my Bible more and kind of flee from like viewing this and listening to your lyrics and stuff because it's so demonically inspired. But countless other millions of people have grabbed a hold of this, being enticed by this, have taken the bait and are being indoctrinated with satanic principles and magic and other things that are occurring. Next thing we want to look at is Dojo Cat's left-hand path and her magical name, connections within that. One may ask, what's the left-hand path? It's within the occult. So let's take a little bit more time to look at what is the left-hand path and why people take magical names, which Dojo Cat has taken on. This persona, her alter ego. That's not her birth given name, but I believe it's her magical name that she's taken on. Historian David Evans wrote the following about the left-hand path. He says, they often reject societal convention and the status quo, which some should suggest is in search for spiritual freedom. As part of this, the left-hand path followers embrace magical techniques traditionally viewed as taboo. For instance, using sex, magic, or embracing satanic imagery. So we see that within Dojo Cat's video, Demon, very much she embraces satanic imagery. Evans goes on and says, this about the left-hand path. He says, as Mog Morgan wrote, the breaking taboos makes magic more potent and can lead to reintegration and liberation. For example, the eating of meat in a vegetarian community can have the same liberating effect, and anal intercourse in a sexually inhibited straight society. They often question religious or moral dogmas, and instead of adhering to forms of personal anarchism, they often embrace sexuality, incorporate it into magical rituals. So a lot of even of what we see of Dojo Cat is very sexually provocative and all those things. She embraces a lot of the principles of the left-hand path. As reviewed in Dojo Cat's music video, Demon, there's an overwhelming amount of satanic imagery that fits within the category of being a left-hand path within the occult magic circles. The further see Dojo Cat's connection to the left-hand path magic, we must also examine her name. Her birth-given name was Amela Ratna Zandi Damania, but that is now her stage name is now Dojo Cat. So she took on the stage name Dojo Cat. In the book Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic by Isaac Walsef, he states, followers of the left-hand path, a term typically reserved for those dabbling in the occult, often come up with new names. Their magical names are used to protect their real-life identity and provide a constant reminder of a high calling. As the example we see with the famous Satanist and occultist Aleister Crowley changed his name from Edward Alexander Crowley to Aleister Aleister Crowley. When we look at, let's break down Dojo Cat and the meaning of her name. So to see how what her name is based on the left-hand path. Let's look at Dojo. So what does Dojo mean? Dojo in Japanese is written in characters, jo meaning place, while do implies a path or a way or a road. It means a place or in the path or in the way. What's the connection with cats within witchcraft and occult? When we look at David Pickering's Dictionary of Witchcraft, he states the following section about cats. He says, cats, it was claimed, could transmit information to do their evil working, their masters and mistress. In some rural areas, in particular parts of Europe, nobody dared to discuss important family business in front of a cat, for the fear that it was a witch in disguise or the devil himself. Cats and witches have been connected for centuries and are usually the number one connected animal when it comes to witches. Both cats and witches have been aligned with magic since ancient times. So when we combine Dojo and cat with Dojo Cat's name, we get in essence the path of the cat, the path of magic. So we see the symbolism and the things, the meaning behind her name. Now let's dive a little bit more, because we looked at the symbolism. We talked about the symbolism in regards to her sitting in the bathtub with the black water and the demon arising and infusing satanic illumination and energy, changing her into being transformed into a demon, and the bat tattoo in the back of her back and the all-seeing eye in the back of her head. But there's other symbolism that's within the music video. It's part of the music video that she is sitting in a dark room, and it's the light. She's sitting there. She's the only one that's where the light is, but the room is dark, and she's sitting amongst goats. So let's explore her sitting with goats. And this is one last thing that we want to explore with the symbolism. Within the imagery of that, her sitting in a room with goats on her video, demon, the imagery is full of goats. Goats are a cult satanic symbol of Satan being the goat god. When we look at the writings of H.P. Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine, she states, in demonology, Satan is the leader of the opposition in hell, the monarch of which Beelzebub. He belongs to the fifth kind or class of demons, of which there are nine according to the medieval demonology, and is at the head of witches and sorcerers. But we see elsewhere the true meaning of Baphomet, the goat-headed Satan, one with Azazel, the scapegoat of Israel. The nature is the god of, or the god Pan. So the goat gods, when we look at goat gods, the Baphomet, which is very prominent, people throw the Baphomet sign or wearing Baphomet shirts, and you see other things, Azazel, but the god Pan is connected with all these different goat gods, are symbolic of Satan. Goats are looked upon within the cult to have more prominence than lambs. In the Bible, lambs are seen as more of a positive light, and goats are seen as a negative light. Within Alice Bailey, which was the founder of Lucifer Trust, which converted over, she changed the name to Lucius Trust. She had this to say about goats versus lambs. She turns the Bible upside down, and the goats verses, because Jesus talks about that in the book of Matthew, that he'll set aside the goats on the left-hand side and the lambs on the right-hand side. The lambs shall inherit the kingdom of God. the goats will be cast away into judgment or into hell or into the fire. So she turns it completely upside down because Jesus said he would do the separation. So this is what Bailey had to write about goats. She says, it has been throughout our thought that sheep went to heaven and goats went to hell. It's the other way around. The goat is in Capricorn, is the initiate, and for the certain esoteric angle, the goats go to heaven because they function in a spiritual kingdom, and the sheep remain on earth until they can become goats. So she turns it completely upside down. So you see the nature of the symbolism within Jojo Cat's video, the magic rituals that are taking place, that has definitely put a stamp that this woman is working on another level, incorporating witchcraft into the entertainment and the mixture, but it's reaching a mass amount of people, which leads me to this next point, that Dojo Cat is one of Satan's leading female satanic evangelists out there right now, one of the satanic voices that's out there that's been given a platform. She's naturally a physically appealing, beautiful woman, but given this much attention and following and just other stuff, she's reaching the masses. And let's go ahead and really want to examine and really just drive this home, because she's really impacting the mass amount of people around the world. We already examined the music video Demon, which we've done step by step, but it's evident that this woman is under the influence of satanic powers, demonic powers, that are giving her this large platform to evangelize the masses. And we look at the evidence, the group of followers and the various social media platforms. We look at Twitter, or which was formerly Twitter. We look at X. Last time was reported, this woman has 5.6 million followers on X. Instagram, close to almost 25 million followers on Instagram. TikTok, she has a following over close to almost 30 million followers. Facebook, she has almost over 5 million followers. So she has millions and millions of people that are following her, millions of people that are spiritually eating her music lyrics, these music videos that are being influenced and all. Even we look at not just the various appeals that she has on these social media platforms, but when we look at some of her songs and the music videos that are on YouTube, I mean, it makes you raise some serious eyebrows. Some of her videos, like Paint the Town Red, last time reported, video had reached close to almost 80 million views. The main central video that we're focusing on this podcast, video Demon that she did at the time that we reported on it, that we were able to research and look up on, almost 20 million views, probably even more at this point. So it's quite a bit of given a large platform, a broad aspect of influence. This woman is being satanically used. So when we look at Dojo Cat, she's being used by the powers of darkness as an evangelist to spread satanic messages, symbolism to glorify Satan. She has joined the satanic evangelist group, such as the following music artists. When we look at Sam Smith, Lil Nas X, Lil Uzi Vert, they all take pride on promoting the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness. One of the main articles that really stand out was written in 2021 by Mary Harrington. The article is entitled, which ties into this, but the article is entitled, Satanism Conquered America, the Untrimmable Individualism is No Longer a Sin, warned us and confirmed Satanism is on the rise in American society. And here are some of the examples that is quoted in this article. It says, in 2021, even the idea of a priest as the main protagonist is in the battle between good and evil feels very 1973. While there's plenty of satanic imagery, overtly anti-Christian symbols seem banal. And we look at Lil Nas selling Satan trainers or Satan shoes, or just looking at the rise of witch talk on TikTok, people really embracing the cult. Goes on and says, but if devilish imagery is mostly feels a bit cringe, the devil himself has gone mainstream. If somebody deliberately antichrist pours the aperture, the bourgeoisie feels exhausting for the new post-Christian bourgeoisie. Satan now reads like the good guy in the hands of the class, and the devil's proverbial pride, self-regard, refusal to yield isn't just celebrated. It's on its way to becoming established religion of the United States of America. When we look at the book of Revelation, it warns us that in the last days that a global, not just a regional, a global satanic revival, a demon worship will occur. We look at Revelation chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. It really drives that home. We need to pray for Amela, which is Dojo Cat. We need to pray for her soul, that the Lord really opens up her eyes and really, like, somebody comes across her path and be able to minister to her, and she needs major deliverance, and that she's able to receive something and to repent from this, because what's at stake for her personally is her mortal soul, which we don't want to see as believers. We don't want to see anybody go to hell. Jesus even stated that hell was initially designated for Satan and the devils, his fallen angels, but with mankind continuously being rebellious, rebelling against God, not walking with God, hell has expanded itself. So continue to pray for us. We pray for you. We live in very challenging, interesting times. Wars are taking place, rumors of wars that are taking place. Rumors of World War III may be taking, that may be occurring. Just a lot of things that is occurring. People have short fuses, gun violence, just a lot of things and all that we just need to just stay up on and be encouraged. Look up now because redemption draws nigh. This is the End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. God bless, and I'll be praying for you as you pray for me. Amen.